We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and our latest book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. We're also the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas, where patients travel in from all over the globe to see us. Each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. So if you miss a week or you want to share something you heard on the show, go to iTunes.com and search The Staying Young Show. You can download all the past shows there for free. That's right, iTunes is free and the shows are free. And there are so many. There's like 150, almost 200 shows there. I love to look at where the downloads come from. And it's amazing to me, all over the globe. I mean, far away, even countries I didn't even know existed, they're downloading the show. So that's kind of fun. And always a pleasure to be downloaded by our soldiers who are serving in our armed forces. And we just want to give a shout out and a thank you to them. And today's going to be a fun show because we're talking about listening to that inner voice and also following the clues that are right there in front of you. Those clues, those very clues that may just save your life. We're going to be joined later by Gloria Loring, who many of you know as Liz Chandler from Days of Our Lives. She is so talented. I am blown away about her. I can't believe she can act, she can sing. We're going to talk to her a little bit more, but I can't even begin to tell you how much talent that girl has. But she's written a great book entitled Coincidence is God's Way of Remaining Anonymous. Great title. I think that's actually an Albert Einstein quote. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure we'll have to ask her. And then before we bring her on, I really want to talk about some of the cases where listening to that small voice or something else led to a patient essentially saving their own life. And it reminds me, Dr. Anderson, one of your patients, who I'll give kind of the background story, and then you can kind of tell what happened from there. But this particular patient was on an airplane. They were looking through a catalog or the airplane magazine.
Air Mall.
Yeah, no. Something like that. and they noticed a write-up about executive physicals, and he said that he read it, and he ended up keeping the magazine, but he went to the hotel, and he could not sleep. He just tossed and turned, but something inside of him, some small voice, said, I better go get a physical.
My image has that effect on people all the time.
I hope not. I hope they're all keeping
you. You mean
picture.
They're saying, I hope I don't look as bad as him. I better get checked out.
That's terrible. You guys both look fantastic, and everybody knows it. So, all right. So he gets the small voice saying, "Hey, I better do something about this." And then he calls his mom, who actually is a CEO, or something like that. Anyway, she works up in his company and said, I think I'd better do this. She felt the same way. And you take it from there, Dr. Anderson, because this is a fascinating story.
Well, as part of his physical, we did the CT scans that we routinely do. And his finding on that was a tumor in his tailbone. And it turned out to be a malignancy. It's a very slow-growing malignancy, but he was able to have it operated on before it had spread or gave him any too much problem even from a surgical standpoint. And even the orthopedic oncologist that saw him said, we never see these tumors this early in the process because, they usually don't start causing symptoms till they get to be, quite a bit more significant. So saved him from not necessarily a bad outcome, but that a lot less invasive surgery and such. And it was that medical conscience, as we call it, or that little inner voice saying that something's going on, I ought to get checked out, and we need to listen to ourselves when we're talking like that.
Yeah, I remember the specialist saying in that particular case, usually by the time they see somebody who has symptoms, it is too late. So even though it was caught really early, if he just would have ignored it and then waited till he had a symptom from it, it would have been a really big deal. But that little voice inside of him told him, hey, better do something about it. Okay, time for Doc Shock of the Day. I think this is kind of interesting. Actually, I think it's really fascinating. And this is a research team out of Oregon Health and Science University found that diseases are actually caused by misfolded proteins, and that a new class of drugs called pharmacopoeia purones may be the answer. So basically, these misfolded proteins are the cause of a lot of different diseases and disorders, and if they can use these new class of drugs to correct that misfolding, then there may actually be a cure out there for Alzheimer's, cystic fibrosis, cataracts, and much, much more. Your thoughts?
Well, I think this study only interested you because you're obsessive compulsive disorder and the way you like your laundry folded, that if your proteins are misfolded, you want someone to fold them correctly.
That's really funny you said that, because when I read misfolded, that's exactly what I thought about with the towels. That is hysterical you said that.
I think this is an absolutely fantastic breakthrough. And in fact, Roy Kurzweil, who's a futurist, recently wrote an article saying that because of this and because of things like this and stem cell therapy, within 15 years, patients could virtually be immortal. They'll be able to cure cancer and repair hearts that have had heart attacks. So I think this is a phenomenal thing.
And now that music means it's time for the Immortal Minute. And so today we're bringing you information on immortality, sleep, aging, and lifespan and flies. So using flies as our model, they studied flies.
Are they fruit flies or regular flies?
They're actually fruit flies, Drosophila. So they have certain gene mutations that cause them to have very shortened sleep cycles. And subsequently, the flies with the shortened sleep cycles also have decreased in their longevity. For a while, they also have increased activity. So because they sleep less, increased activity, and when they factored out the differences, it was shown that basically it was the shortened sleep cycles that led to premature death, and these are genetic. So what I found interesting on this is that there could be genetic coding along the lines of what Dr. Gammon's referring to that could be changed to help us improve our sleep. We still need to work on our sleep patterns and do the things we can do in a lifestyle, but that some of us may actually be doomed to bad sleep because of genetics.
All right. I know I'm thinking exactly what all of our listeners are out there thinking is, what does a sleeping fruit fly look like? I mean, really, how do you know if he's dead or asleep? Have you ever seen a fruit fly asleep?
If he's flattened, he's dead.
They snore and they make this little sound.
Whatever. Hey, if you haven't been to the website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there. E-M-Texas spelled out. .com. You're going to need the phone number 1-800-910-3932. You're going to need that for the Dementia Defender riddle later. But we got to go to a short break. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we're visiting with our favorite daytime television star, Gloria Loring, about her new book, Coincidence is God's Way of Remaining Anonymous. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. If you're just tuning in, every segment of the show is featured on iTunes as a free download. Just go to iTunes.com and search The Staying Young Show. And at the end of our shows, we have a riddle called the Dementia Defender. Man, our listeners love the Dementia Defender. I am just blown away with all the responses we get. So if you listen to the Dementia Defender, you know the answer to the riddle, and you send us the correct answer and explanation, then we'll send you a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. And Dr. Anderson says we should send you the new one too. So now you get both. You get Age to Perfection. So write down emtexas.com, emtexas.com, and the phone number 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. And that's where you're going to call, or you're going to go and hit the contact us to send in your answer and your information. So we are excited today to have a daytime star on the show, Gloria Loring, who many of you know from Days of Our Lives. But she also has a really long list of accolades. I mean, I'm blown away by her talent, but her new book, Coincidence is God's Way of Remaining Anonymous, is just, you know, just really selling, and people reading this book love it. She's got a great response from it. I think it's a perfect title. Welcome to the show, Gloria.
Well, thank you so much. Well, it is titled with a quote by a rather smart person, that is Albert Einstein. And I was fascinated that Albert Einstein would be talking about coincidence and God, you know, one of our greatest scientists. And this is not a religious book in any way, shape, or form. This book just explores the connection between us and everything else around us, and how the coinciding of meaningful events will bring into our lives exactly what we need to know and exactly what we need to grow. And it's just, that's been my journey. So it's kind of a memoir with a message.
It's kind of like one of those things, people need to listen more and talk less, wouldn't you say?
And here we are talking more.
So yeah, listen up. But we're here with Dr. Gammon and Dr. Anderson, and one of the things that we're very curious about is what inspired you to write the book?
Well, what inspired me was, first of all, that quote. That quote was told to me as I was recounting a story of how I raised $1 million for diabetes research, aided by a coincidence. And I was telling the story to an interviewer like yourself, And when I got through telling the story of how I met the benefactor who gave me the money to pay for the printing, a portion of the printing for the Days of Our Lives Celebrity Cookbook, when I thought that maybe I'd never find anybody to give me the money, etc., and I found that that person 24 hours after a little card that said, "Expect a miracle," showed up in my dressing room mysteriously at Days of Our Lives. And there was an intersection of the Expect a Miracle card, 24 hours later, meeting the benefactor, raising $1 million, that caused me to tell this story and say at the end of it, "Isn't that an amazing coincidence?" And this interviewer, like yourself, retorted back to me, "Well, yes, but you know coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous." And at that moment, I said, "Oh, wait a second, I got to get a pencil. That's the coolest thing. Wait, tell me that again. Coincidence is what? God's way of what? And I wrote it down, and I immediately memorized it. I had no idea what it meant, but I knew it sounded cool and smart. And it took me many years later that I found out that Albert Einstein was the one who said it. And I began an investigation, because by the time I started really researching the subject of coincidence, I had had a series of unfoldings in my life of coming in touch with exactly the right people, exactly the right information, exactly what my heart or my brain or my body needed next. And I started to see this pattern of goodness that was appearing in my life. And it changed my perspective. Andrew Weil says mystics, and I'm a person who would say I love to look at the mystery of life. So mystics believe that there is a conspiracy in the universe on their behalf.
That's a interesting thing, and I think there are a lot of people that can relate to that. They just don't understand that statement, but they can relate to it. They can't figure out why.
Well, exactly, and that's what my book is about. My book, I went into exploration. I read books on quantum physics. Oh, my God, was that hard. I read books on other people's coincidences. I read books on synchronicities. I polled my friends for their stories. And then, of course, I had these huge chunks of my own life that had been propelled forward by coincidence. And I combined all of that into this book because I wanted to know, and I wanted to answer for my reader, where does coincidence come from? How does it appear in our lives, or why? And how can we use it for our good? And that's what I'm getting feedback from people about. And they're saying, not only did you help me better understand coincidence and why and how it appears, and my role, you see, every one of us is a participant because we ascribe the meaning to whatever happens to us because we have our own issues. We have our own, you know, the prescription glasses that we see the world through, our worldview, our individual religion. And as the world comes into our lives, we give it shape and meaning depending on our experience. And when something very painful keeps reappearing in our lives, very often we're the secret code. We hold the key to why it's appearing and how we can heal that. A friend of mine had a series of what she called lousy boyfriends. And she was so bereft because of constantly being in relationships with men who disappointed her, betrayed her, abandoned her, that she went to a very good therapist who said, let me get this straight. All these men did the same kind of activities toward you. What's the one thing they all have in common? And my friend thought for a minute, and then she looked at the therapist and she said, "Oh, me." Very wise. And she finally saw that because of her childhood with a father who was alcoholic, who constantly was telling her she was no good, that she didn't deserve much in this life, that she'd never amount to anything, and constantly disappointing her, abandoning, betraying, those huge issues for a child, she had brought that information of what she deserved in life forward into her adulthood, and now was recreating until she could see it clearly. And therein lies the great gift of coincidence. When we keep having these coincidental appearances of people who say similar or do similar things to us over a period of time, we can start to identify a pattern, and we can become aware of what is it I'm allowing, I'm noticing, I'm calling into my life, I'm getting involved with. What is it that hurts? what's its name? What does it say about me? There are all these steps that I give in the book. And then we can start to, let me put it this way, once you see something clearly, if there's, a big cow patty in a pasture and you see it clearly, you decide not to step in it, right? But you got to be able to see the cow patty. And we have cow patties in our lives.
Well, you know what? There's a lot you can bring in health-wise. I mean, we talk about cow patties. Look at alcohol, tobacco. People see them, but they don't see them clearly. They say, oh, yeah, it's just a couple drinks. It's just a little tobacco, whether that's dip or whether it's cigarettes or whatever it is. But they don't really see it for what it is. And I really want to ask Dr. Gammon this real quick. I know that in the past he's been very frustrated because he's had particular patients that he saw for years, and he would say, "You must stop drinking, and you must stop smoking." I remember this one lady in particular, and he would bang on the counter and say, "If you don't stop smoking, you're going to die." And she would always say, "Okay," but she never would. And then one day she came for her physical, and he had to tell her, Your chest x-ray is abnormal. You've got cancer. And then what was her response to you, Dr. Gammon?
She said it was just a coincidence from her smoking. It had nothing to do with her smoking.
Right, but she looked at you and she said, "How did you let this happen to me?"
Oh, yeah, we get a lot of that. Yeah, how did this happen? I smoked my whole life. How did this happen now? We get the time. It's sort of reverse coincidence.
Yeah, well, you know, there are all sorts of levels of using that word. There's the, oh, well, that's just a coincidence, and you toss it off like there's no connection to my activity, my way I handle myself in my life, to anything that happens to me. And then there's as people start to become more conscious of the way they're interacting with their bodies, their lives, their health, their brain, etc.
Oh, there we go.
I thought we lost you for a minute. I say to people, what is it you want? You know, what is it you want? 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. Oh, I want to be really healthy. Okay, well, you are what you do every day.
Amen.
And if you smoke every day, if you don't exercise every day, your body will gradually waste away until all of a sudden one day you'll fall down the stairs because you have no balance and no strength in your quads. And you'll say, oh, how did this, oh, just out of the blue, there's no reason for this. Oh, yeah, there is.
That's right. Oh, yeah, there is. Hey, we got to go to a break. But, hey, if you haven't been to the website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there, emtexas.com. We're visiting with Gloria Loring, who's the author of the book Coincidence is God's Way of Remaining Anonymous. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to talk about how letters from a stranger help shape Gloria's future.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare. And they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine of Texas, co-host of the Staying Young Show. If you have a lack of stamina, has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your vitality profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas, where patients fly in from all over the world to see our physicians. If you haven't gone to emtexas.com, be sure to go there. Emtexas is spelled out, emtexas.com. And later this hour, we're going to be giving you the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Man, the listeners love this, and sometimes they get it wrong. So pay attention, guys, because if you get it right and you send us the right answer or you call us, you can either send it through the website, emtexas.com, or you can call us at 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. And you give us the right answer to that Dementia Defender, we'll send out not just one, but we'll send out two books. We'll send out the Stay Young 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and the Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. So if you're just tuning in, be sure to go to iTunes, search the Staying Young Show. You can download this show and all the past shows, download them for free, and iTunes is free. And if you don't know how to use iTunes, go ask your kids because they all know how to use it. And we're visiting with a real superstar. Gloria Loring. Now, she was on daytime television forever. She is just multi-talented. I want to talk a minute about her multi-talents, but multi-talented as a writer and as a singer. And she also has this wonderful book out entitled Coincidence is God's Way of Remaining Anonymous. Hey, I got to ask you, Gloria, a couple of things. I know you wrote or co-wrote several of the tunes to some of my favorite shows. And correct me if I'm wrong, did you do Different Strokes?
Yeah, I co-wrote Different Strokes. I also co-wrote the Facts of Life theme. You take the good, you take the bad,
you take them both, and there you have. I love that. That's going to be stuck in my head forever.
I know, that's my voice you've been hearing all these years. And So, first of all, I was a singer. And then along the way, I started writing some songs, really inspired by my husband at the time, Alan Thicke, who's very talented as a comedic writer, as a songwriter. And he said, come on and help me. We're going to write some songs for some television themes. And then I didn't write my hit song, Friends and Lovers. It was number one all over the country. But But I now, of course, have a, there's another singer-songwriter in the family, my very tall and handsome son, Robin Thicke, who had the biggest song of the year for 2013, Blurred Lines, all over the world, 120 countries, it was number one.
Wow.
So it's like he is continuing the legacy and building on it considerably.
But you guys are just like, I mean, what is Christmas like at your place? Do you just sit around and do tunes all the time? I would love to come to your...
We do. Yeah, well, sometimes we do get and sing and have some fun. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, can you give us just a little taste of that favorite song, that Friends and Lovers? Come on, just give us a little bit of that.
Oh, so I'll be your friend and I'll be your lover, 'cause I know in our hearts we agree we don't have to be one or the other.
I think every person listening has either made love to that song, heard that song, remember some memory from a dance or something to that song. I love that song. And
I know, or it was played at somebody's wedding.
Or it was played at their wedding.
I still get people saying, oh, we're going to use it for the wedding. So it's great.
Yeah,
my life is wonderful. It's filled with lots of creativity, and I'm writing some new songs now and working on a new book, and, you know, just keep doing. You know, I love the title of your show, Staying Young, and I think you have to find what you love and include as many things that you love in your day and your week and your year. And I think that keeps us, our vitality and our enthusiasm up.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. Okay, so let's talk about this Letters You Got from a Stranger.
Yes, chapter 4 of the book, and they're called Letters from God. I met this lady, long story short, at a book signing in, Lincoln, Nebraska. And she came up and she had me sign her Days of Our Lives celebrity cookbook, and she said, I know your son has diabetes, and here I wrote a letter for you, and I'll be praying for you. And I thought, well, that's very sweet, and I took the letter back to my hotel room that night, and I read it, and it just brought tears to my eyes. She was so compassionate. She said, I know your little son has diabetes, and my daughter has epilepsy, and I just want you to know that you're not alone anymore. I will be your friend in this, and if you need me and this and that. It was just very moving. And I wrote her a thank you note. And I say about a month and a half later, I got a letter from her saying, well, I hope this isn't presumptuous, but I've been praying for you, and I'm getting messages for you. I said, okay, this is a little...
Yeah, were you kind of freaked out by that?
I wasn't freaked out. I was kind of... Because I'd been in her presence, and I saw how sincere and sweet and kind she was.
Right.
So it wasn't...
She wasn't like a stalker you never met that sent...
No, she wasn't a stalker. No. And she said, I hope it's not presumptuous. And this letter was so inspirational. And it literally brought me to my knees crying, sobbing in relief, because I'd been carrying the burden of my son's diabetes, thinking I had to do it all alone, which I always thought I did everything all alone until coincidence stepped in to disabuse me of that idea. But here this person was, this beingness in this letter, this love, pure love in this letter, was saying, I am with you, you are not alone. And the other thing was, the letter arrived within a few weeks after I told Alan, my husband, that I wanted a separation. But you see, I knew I was headed for divorce. I knew that I could not stay in the marriage, that it wasn't right for me anymore. And so again, there was another reason I felt so alone. And then suddenly, this letter shows up, saying, I'm putting you on a new path. Don't be afraid. You are not alone. And these letters continue to come every couple months from this lady, Shirley. And I talk about the story in chapter 4. And 2.5 years later, they stopped coming at exactly the time that my divorce became final. And 14 years after that, I called her and I said, Shirley, I'm writing my book. I want to tell the story of these letters that you sent me. Why did you ever start sending them? I don't remember us discussing that. And she told me the story that she was on her way to Bible study class on a Wednesday night when it was as if she stepped out of time and space and a voice said to her, you must tell Gloria that I love her, not to worry, everything will be all right. And she started to argue with the voice and say, I don't know anybody named Gloria except that lady, that actress who plays Liz Chandler on Days of Our Lives, and I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska. How in the world am I going to get in touch with her? She's going to think I'm crazy. And the voice said, wait and see. And that night at her Bible study class, one of the women said, oh, by the way, I don't know why, but I'm being prompted to tell you that Gloria Loring is coming to Lincoln this weekend and is going to be at the mall signing books.
Oh, wow.
So that story alone was what prompted me to write the book. And then there were all these other stories that came along and other, I call them unfoldings, that happened for me in my life. And I talked to other people about this, and I found that other people had their own stories like this, and I knew I was onto something, that there is a goodness, a harmony, a love available to us in this life that very often will come in just when we most need it and give us what we need, whether it's comfort or material assistance or inspiration, or you know, you're feeling down and you see the title of a book in a bookstore window. Everything we need is all around us, but we have to be the participant by reaching out to ask for it, to look for it, to look find a new way of looking at our lives, to let go of the old limiting ways. And that's what my book is about.
I think it's great. You know, I have shared this with very few people, so now I guess I'm going to share it with all of our listeners. But
go from a few to the world.
A few to the world. Isn't that a woman? Isn't that what women do? But when I was in church one time singing a hymn, I swear I heard an audible voice that said, "Stay young." And this is before our first book. This was before the radio show. This was before our Vitamin Lives, before any of this. And I heard it, and I just kind of thought, what is that? I mean, and I heard it again. And so we had been mulling over writing a book. And then, sure enough, once the rest of it came through, and it came through clear as day, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, that book, it took us 6 weeks to write that book because it all came so quickly, and it was just like the most natural thing I think ever. And then one thing led to another. So I am all about what you're saying, because that
I had a similar experience, except that it said stay quiet right before I started singing. So. But I knew it meant stay young too.
But hey, you've been so much fun. Where can our listeners get your book?
Okay, it's on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. My website, GloriaLoring.com, also has, every chapter has a song associated with it, and the song lyrics begin each chapter. And that CD called Turn the Page is on my website, GloriaLoring.com. And there's pictures, and there's all kinds of fun stuff. And you can sign up for my newsletter. I send out 4 times a year. And, yeah.
I've been on that website. I really want our listeners to go there on GloriaLoring.com. That's a great website. Hey, we got to go to a short break. When we come back, our Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Grab a pen, because if you get it right and you send us that answer and explanation, we'll send you out not just one, but two. I sound like a car salesman. 2 books. And that Age to Perfection and Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right, ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms. Everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gamm and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. You can visit us on the web at emtexas.com or download past shows by going to iTunes and searching the Staying Young Show. Now, we have listeners all over the globe, and just as a reminder, if you're a first-time listener, or a reminder if this is your second-time listening, you know, people fly in from all over. I mean, I think... Is the furthest away Bermuda? I mean, we've had people flying from really far places.
No, you got the one Saudi prince guy, don't you?
Yeah, from Kuwait.
Yeah, so and people literally, they get on planes, they come in, they land at DFW, they're put up at the Hilton across the street, they come over for their half-day exams. So it's really fun, even though, you know, our name is Texas, and you go to the website, you go to EM Texas, but it's really fun to do the show because we can reach out to the same people that are flying in to see us, and we can come to where you are via the airways. So if you haven't been on iTunes, go to iTunes.com, search The Staying Young Show. You can download all kinds of shows there on all kinds of topics, and it's all free. And then right down that website, emtexas.com, and the phone number 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. You're going to need that for the Dementia Defender Riddle later. And congratulations to all our book winners. And again, we're going to send out not just one. I sound like a used car salesman. Not just one, but two of our books. We're going to send out Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and Age to Perfection if you get the Dementia Defender riddle.
Well, Dementia Defender has told me that this week's riddle is a shoe-in, so we should have thousands of phone calls.
Okay, that is so weird you do that. You act like Dementia Defender and you are two different people. I mean, that sounds so schizophrenic. I know we've said that before, but every time you do it, it kind of creeps me out a bit. I got to be honest.
Well, they are two different people.
It's MPD, multiple personality disorder.
We were talking about the small voice. You know, it reminds me, we did
Which
have
Which one are you listening to now? You have multiple small voices, one that gets rather large.
You know,
don't go there. Just change the subject.
We had a patient fly in from Philadelphia, he had been having a lot of shortness of breath and had seen multiple doctors. And they told him his lungs were fine. And they were right, because when we put him on the treadmill, we had to terminate the stress test within 2 minutes because he had severe coronary artery disease. He wasn't having chest pain. He was having shortness of breath, which is not an uncommon presentation, more common in women than men. But he had to have triple bypass the very next day. So something in him knew that something was wrong and just needed more checking out.
Yeah, I think that's really frustrating. A lot of people that come that are healthy, but a lot of people come because they've been to multiple doctors. They have been told, oh, you're fine, or my favorite, it's all in your head. Give me a break. But they know in their heart of hearts something's just not right. So I think this is a great show for that kind of thing.
Well, it's one of the things when we're working with the medical students, I emphasize, you know, just be quiet. I tell them, shut up and listen to the patient. They'll tell you what's wrong if you just let them, you know, vocalize what they're feeling, what's going on with them. You just have to be a trained listener. We took courses in med school and how to listen. And I presume you did the same thing. And, you know, not just taking a history, but, you know, how to listen and guide a conversation.
Yeah, and I think the problem with a lot of patients when they have issues, you know, they're not trained conversationalists. So they go off on tangents. They tell you about their wives, their kids. And it may be after 5 minutes of rambling in half a sentence, you get the clue where you know you can help them.
Right. And you just got to let them go through that sometimes, and they don't use medical terms. So, I mean, they're not going to tell you they're suffering from dyspnea, you know. They're going to say, I get a little winded when I go up the stairs. So, you know, you've got to be able to translate what they're saying into,
I got to catch in my get along.
Yeah.
Or my favorite is, I have this severe migraine. Oh, have you had migraines before? No. Oh, so you have a headache. Yeah, but it lasted 24 hours, so I know it's a migraine, which is not the case at all. That's just a severe, prolonged headache. And then there's multiple different causes. So it's really important to listen to the patient and dissect out what they're saying.
Well, it could have been a migraine.
It could have been a migraine, but, you know, you have to dissect it out because you don't want to give a medicine for migraine when they don't have a migraine.
Or they got a brain tumor.
That's right. That's right.
Because patients, and here's one thing that drives, I know it drives you crazy, it drives me crazy, is they go on the internet and they put in all their symptoms, and then it, you know, pretty soon they've decided that they're dying, or, you know, one thing leads to another and they realize not just are they dying.
Yeah, I think Google has written it, the program such that lists the most disastrous diagnosis first, you know. And so, I mean, you know, they have a red rash. Next thing you know, they've got some tropical illness that hadn't been reported in the North America for 50 years. And they're just sure they've got it. It's like, you know, common things happen commonly. So, yeah. Somehow Google got the search engine right.
Earlier in the show, I quoted Roy Kurzweil, the futurist, as saying in the next 15 years, most diseases will be curable or controllable. And so it's important to last that long. So getting a good preventative physical, an extensive executive physical, and following the advice for prevention will get you to the point where medicine has advanced to that.
Well, you know, we talk about coincidence, or we talk about how people put us in, or we put ourselves in particular places. One thing that I always did with the kids when we would say morning prayers, I'd say, you know, put the right people in our path and help us recognize those people. And I think sometimes we don't recognize it, but you had a really interesting case, Dr. Anderson, where somebody came in to see you. They were actually coming for hormones, for bioidentical hormones, and happened to mention, hey, I've got this friend that's seen a lot of doctors, and she's got a thyroid issue. Tell the story, because I think it's really remarkable.
Well, she was just on how she thought her friend would benefit from doing the hormone therapy, but first she had to get her thyroid straightened out. She'd had real issues with getting her levels steady and was bouncing all over the place. And I asked her if her friend was lactose deficient, and she said yes. And I said, then the problem is the thyroid medication they're giving her actually has lactose in it, and it'll affect the absorption rate. And so she was like, in two questions, you figured out what was going on with her. And she's been to see several endocrinologists trying to, and it's a simple fix. You put her on a thyroid replacement medication that's lactose free, and she'll do fine.
You know, we did a show on this, and I really think our listeners should go back and listen to it if you're having similar problems or you're just curious, because we did a show on the hidden stuff that's in a lot of these prescription medications. Sometimes it's gluten, sometimes it's lactose.
And a lot of times, I mean, lactose
isn't sweeteners.
There's nothing bad. I mean,
no.
You've got to use something to bind it, but
right.
In this case,
but
some
for some people,
they need to know.
For example, the time I had an upset stomach, I took Prilosec. One of its side effects is a migraine. So I got a severe migraine, so I took anti-migraine medicine and made me nauseated and vomiting and made my stomach hurt. And so it's really important to know what you're taking.
Well, I'm just a...
You have saccharin in it or something?
No, it's just the direct effect of omeprazole.
Yeah, I can't take it either. It's the same problem with me. That's really weird. Sometimes I think we just must be really related. We have the same genetic code because we have very similar side effects. So, but that's kind of a weird thing to say, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, that music means it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. Here is this week's riddle. There were two people in a house. No one came in. No one went out. And then there were three people in the house. What happened? That's right. There were two people in the house. No one came out. No one went out. And then there were three. What happened? Send in your answers.
You can go to emtexas.com to send your answers. There's a little drop-down box.
It was mitosis. It was cell division. Spontaneous cell division.
That must be it. Or you can do that. Contact us more on emtexas.com. Or you can call us 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. And guess what? If you send us the right answer, we're going to send you both books for free. We're going to send you The Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And we're going to send you Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. But you got to give the answer, and you got to give your info. So if you answer the question and you only give us a first name and we can't get a hold of you, we can't send you these books. So...
And you realize with Dr. Gammon referencing The Futurist that the book is already out of date now, aged How to Live to Be 100, because here in the next 15 years it'll extend it to immortality, right?
That's right.
We'll have to write another one. How to Be Immortal.
It would be nice. I'd like to hang around.
Yeah. You know, we're already having to choose two careers, and I don't know. Yeah, if you live to be 300 and 400... Would life get boring? I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, you switch careers. It'd be fascinating.
Would you get tired of each other?
Judy, I'd never get tired
of you. Good answer. Hey, that's all the time we have
for today. Tasha, softball like that.
That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas.
Today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.